everybody's standing. Let's go to the Lord in prayer as we open up this morning. Father God, we thank you for this day, Lord. Thank you for each and every person here. God, we ask your blessings upon our service. Lord, as we celebrate our youth and the ministries that they're all sharing in the different places they're in, and just pray, God, that you put your hand on this service. Lord, that you'll anoint the message and the messengers, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Well, it is good to see everybody here today. I hope this will be the first of many fifth Sunday youth services. This is something we've been talking about, and we decided to make it a reality. So this is the first one of what we hope to be many. So we've got a lot of good young people that are going to share some songs with us, message with us, as well as some testimonies. So hold on a minute. I got to get my cheat sheet over here.
Thank you, honey.
I thought you were fixing to throw that away. I'm fixing to have to come up in here now. Amen. Hey, one thing I do want to say, I'm just going to go over a couple of announcements. Let me get my bulletin, okay? Hold on. There we go. All right. See, I'm all messed up, too. Look, if you were looking at the order of service, just scrap it for today, okay? Amen? Because everything's going to be different over here pretty much. But I do want to recognize some birthdays. Carl Sumner today, as a matter of fact, Brother Reuben Worthing, Miss Deandra Lanier on the 2nd, and Miss Kay Vandiver on the 3rd. So we want to wish them a very happy birthday. Want to remind you about our Lighting Moon Christmas offering. That will run through the end of January. Also today we're doing a makeup for our nursing home service at 3. That's right, Becky. 3 o'clock today, the nursing home. And tonight at 6 will be 5th Sunday night service at Union Point First Baptist at 6. It's going to be like a community-wide choir, I believe is what Mark was describing to me. So want to encourage you to come. Huh? Yes. Oh, yeah. Let me look at these right here. Okay, I want to remind you of a couple other things, too. On the 13th is our Christmas program. That's December 13th. I believe, are we practicing this evening? Or?
There was not going to be enough children here tonight.
Okay.
We'll
get with
them.
Okay. All right, so next Sunday for sure. The 17th, our young adult Christmas get together at our house. The 18th will be Della's class at 6 p.m. Brother Wayne's class on the 20th of December, following church that day. And then, of course, December 20th through 22nd, we will be going to Winter Recharge in Toccoa with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. So just to let you know about that, of course, Wednesday night will be our normal prayer meeting service at 7 p.m. Right after the service today, we're not going to interrupt the flow of the service today with this, but right after the service, I'll remind everyone to please come up. If you have an ornament that you already have here at the church, if you'll take that and you'll place it on the tree. And we want to thank Doug Higdon for getting the tree, and Kim and whoever else was involved in that. Thank you so much. It's beautiful. Amen. Looks really nice. Oh, he helped a lot. JD, you did most of it. Okay, well, good. He supervised. Hey, I did my part for the Christmas tree. I helped get it down out of the attic, and then I just turned it over to the powers that be. Amen.
And now you're doing your other job very well.
What is that?
Complaining about how much money's spent.
Amen, sister. Amen. All right. Hey, just call me Ebenezer. Amen. All right. Okay, are there any other announcements we need to make?
Don't forget the children's play practice this evening at 5.
Yeah.
Libby just changed it.
Okay, so we are going to do it.
No, we're not going to have it tonight.
She said Libby changed it, Faye. Okay, so we will not do that, but we'll be back next week hopefully doing that. Okay, good deal. All right, any other announcements we need to make? All right, at this time, I'm going to ask Ansley if she will come up, and she is going to sing, and then we're going to follow that with a testimony from James Bice after she gets done up here.
Worship His heart.
like never before. Oh, my soul, I worship your holy name. Sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before.
So much, Ansley. It's a beautiful song. At this time, I'm going to ask James Bice, who is a junior at Greene County High School, to come up, and he's going to give us a little testimony about what the Lord is doing in his life. And I might have to put the timer on him. He wants to preach every now and then. Amen. But hey, he's going to do a great job. James, share with us.
Morning, everybody.
Morning.
You know, I am blessed to be here today because I automatically knew that this is going to be a successful youth service because this place is full today. And I'm glad to see that. And I've been having to endure a lot of things right now. And a lot of times I have to just... I just have to pray to God about because, you know, we can't handle everything by ourselves. And I used to think that I could do that all the time until it got to the point where just so many things are overwhelming my mind that I just had to get on my knees and say, God, forgive me for trying to handle this all by myself because, you know, there's just a lot of things that we're not able to do alone. And I've had to learn that because... Being a teenager is kind of tough, you know. It's high school is tough, and I've had a lot of opportunities to come at me right now. I think it was about 2 weeks ago, I got to take a test. It was called the Compass Test, and if I passed it, it could get me dual enrollment into Athens Tech. Well, I passed every part but one, and that kind of disappointed me a little bit, but that made me also know that I got to just work a little bit harder. And I pray to God that I wouldn't get my hopes too high, but I could still have faith in these things. And that's what we have to do sometimes because a lot of things will bring us down, but God can hold us up. And I know that is true, very true.
Yes. Amen. 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 Thank you, James, for sharing that with us. At this time, I'm going to ask if Hannah and Rachel will come back up. They're going to share another song with us. And then we're going to get Cody and Kate up here to share a little bit about their ministry with Young Life. So, Hannah and Rachel, we appreciate you guys coming.
This next song that we're going to sing is called Praise You in the Storm. As everybody knows, it's one of my favorites and Rachel's as well. And if you know it, please sing along with us because we would just love to worship with you guys this morning.
Mercy falls, I raise my hands and praise to God.
I'm gonna try not to preach when I get up here, but before we start talking about Young Life, I just want to say, James, man, we have to have storms in life, don't we? In order to grow and in order to move forward in life, we have to have storms, and that song just fit in perfectly. I'm very convinced that God leads us down a road, and He allows us to get way over our head,
yes,
where we have nothing left but to trust and to follow Him.
That's right.
Amen. But Young Life, back to what I was originally going to talk about. Young Life, it's an organization that got started in 1941 by a guy named Jim Rayburn. And he originally started in Mexico, and then came over and he started in South Texas. And basically what Young Life is getting lost and disinterested kids face to face with Jesus Christ. And we go into the high schools where there's 150 college kids. We meet once a week and we kind of rally the troops together. We encourage one another. It's a family. That's a community. We encourage, and then we go into the high schools and middle schools in the greater Athens area and basically just do what Jesus did. We just kind of start out hanging out with them. I used to be kind of cool in high school, but when I go back to high school, it's like, who is this loser walking out? But you get into these moments where it's relational ministry. And I've had conversations. I mean, last night I got a phone call at 11 o'clock from a guy who's just overwhelmed with life. And so basically what Young Life is, as you feel called to pray, please pray, because this is the real deal. There is kids out there who need to have a voice. And that's what Young Life offers. And we present the gospel in this really new, it's simple, but it's new and it's fresh, and we kind of put our own two cents into the message to make it relatable to them. And it helps that we're college kids too, because it's a lot easier to relate to a college kid than it is to somebody that's much older. So Kate's going to tell you a little bit about season. There you go.
That's exactly right. Well, I can't promise y'all a Cody Lovin sermon, but I'll say what I need to say. So kind of the logistics of how we accomplish all of those goals is that we have a club meeting every Monday night. We call it Club for the Kids. And we're in, I think it's like 17 schools in the greater Athens area. And I'm a leader at Morgan County High School, and Cody's a leader at Oconee County High School. And so we all meet separately at different locations all across Athens. And there's probably about 10 or 11 leaders on each team. And we just kind of sing songs, like normal songs, fun songs that the kids love. And then we sing like a content sort of worship song. We play games. We do skits. And then someone kind of gives a 10 to 15 minute kind of talk at the end. And Cody actually is speaking on Monday, so y'all can be praying for him. But we just love these kids, and Young Life is really close to our hearts because it changed both of us in high school. And it's how we met, so that's kind of great. But we love these kids a lot, and we get to take them to camp in the summer too. And so we kind of say, like, come to camp with us. And so we go to these beautiful resorts all across America, and we just take these kids and get them face to face with Jesus, just like Cody said. So if y'all could be praying, that'd be really awesome. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you. I was about to keep preaching, but
before you step down, tell me about the PB&J ministry.
Also, last year there is a PB&J ministry that I was involved in Athens, and basically what it was, me and a guy that I lived with, every Sunday afternoon after church, we would all rush back to our house and we would make like 150 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and cookies and chips and all that kind of stuff. And we would go out and pass them out to the homeless people of Athens. And it was actually probably one of the coolest things that I've ever done in my entire life. To every Thursday night, we'd have a men's Bible study with these homeless guys. And you just take life so for granted. And you take, like, I mean, most of these guys, I would probably say 80% of these guys were super successful, had a great family, had a great, and then pressures of life pushed them into addiction, and they lost it all. And it's just a really cool way, and y'all be praying for that, because that is a really tough ministry. That is, I mean, you're having conversations with people who psychologically aren't all there, and you're trying to go and you're trying to be friendly, but you're not trying to cross that line to where they look to you for everything, and they're showing up at your house all day, but you're also trying to be available. And so just I haven't been involved this semester as much as I'd like to be, but just keep that in your prayers. It's called PB&J Ministry, and they definitely need people to help. So if you ever feel called to come up to Athens on a Sunday afternoon, you can give me a call, and I'll make sure I can set you up with who's in charge. So,
amen. Thank you for sharing that, Cody and Kate. Cody said, we'll just come right up. You don't have to introduce us, because he was afraid I might say something. So now that he sat down, I'll say it anyway. Amen. No, I'm not gonna do that to him. This time, I'm going to ask our guys that are going to help take up the offering. If you guys will come on down front. And Becky, if y'all don't mind, we'll just have an offertory hymn. And then we'll take up our offering. Please keep in mind, this offering today, being Fifth Sunday, this offering is going to our Pool of Bethesda. And guys, I'm very happy to say, without divulging who all we have helped out, we have helped out over, since we started doing this, it's about $24,000 or $5,000 worth of help to various people within our church. So we're very proud of this ministry. We keep it secretive. We don't go around publicizing who we help or why we help them. But this offering today is going to go to that ministry. Every fifth Sunday offering we put back in the Pool of Bethesda. So please be in prayer for that. And we're going to have our offertory hymn, and then Brother James is going to lead us in the offertory prayer.
Okay, let's all get our hymnals and turn to page 499. We'll sing the first and last verse, 499, A Victory in Jesus.
Oh, thank you for today. I thank you for letting me be here today, Lord. And may you bless the service that we have today, and may you bless this offering we're about to take. May we use it for your will and to bless your name, Lord. In your heavenly name, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Let's all stand for the doxology.
Once again,
y'all may be seated.
Unless you just want to stand up, and that's okay too. We're going to ask Hannah and Rachel to come back up again. They're kind of our featured musicians for this Youth Sunday. They're going to bless us with song again. After which, I believe we're going to have a little panel discussion with some of our youth.
So this next one is called Thank God I'm Free.
Y'all have heard it before.
It's okay.
Yeah.
this time, I'm going to ask, we've got four of our young people who are going to come up here, and we're going to just have a little bit of a discussion time. I'm going to ask Mason and Hannah and Emma and John to come up, and we're going to, if y'all want to grab a microphone here, I don't think they have trouble hearing me, but you know how it is with kids. They'll talk loud as they want to until they get in front of everybody. Amen. Y'all just come on. Amen. That's right. Y'all want to grab those microphones there? All right.
Yes. And then there was light.
Amen. See, I told you I don't need a microphone. Well, guys, I appreciate them coming up here today. We're just going to have a little bit of a discussion. First of all, John and Hannah and Emma are from Lake Oconee Academy. Mason goes to Nathaniel Green. James, who shared his testimony, was from Green County High School, as well as Kevin, who helped take up the offering there. So I just wanted to be well represented among our young people here today. So, guys, I'm just going to kind of start out with questions. And, you know, when you get my age, you have to write the questions down. Amen. I'm not as good as Nolan, and some of them just come right off the hip with them. So I have to think about them a little bit and pray over them a little bit. Amen. No, I'm just kidding. I really did this about 30 minutes ago. But anyhow, just share with us, John, I'm going to start with you. What are some ministry opportunities you guys have at your school? Some opportunities for ministry.
Well, the main ministry thing that we do is every Wednesday morning at 7 o'clock we have FCA with Nolan in the gym.
Okay. Mason, what about it? Amen. I like that. Short and concise and to the point. Mason, what about it, Nathaniel Green? What sort of ministry opportunities do you have there?
Well, back in football season, Nolan Wood would come every Thursday at practice after I walked through, and he'd do a little sermon and stuff after practice, and then during the week we have chapel during the mornings, and with Ralph Boswell and all them, we all come together to school.
Good. And do you guys at both your schools have an active FCA ministry there as well?
Yes.
I think
yes,
you
sir.
All do. Okay, good. And Nolan was unable to be here today. They keep mentioning Nolan. Most of you know Nolan Wood and his wife Ashley. They were out of town and weren't coming back till today. I invited him to come, but he wasn't able to be here. Hannah and Emma, I'm going to ask you this, and y'all can give me each of your own opinions about this. What do you consider to be some of the toughest issues you face on a daily basis? What, Hannah, you want to start off? What is one or more of the tougher issues you face each day?
Definitely peer influence, and good or bad, you know, that's always going to affect a teenager in some sort of way. And it's especially kind of difficult when you're ministering to somebody who's your same age, because you relate to a lot of things, but your views and ideas are really different if they're a more worldly person than you are. So reaching out, and especially in settings too, because I'm only 15, so I can't drive yet, so I can't really go anywhere unless my parents take me. So.
Amen.
That's about on you.
You mean Michael won't just give you the car?
Definitely.
He's back there going, no way. No way.
I'm actually a very good driver.
But. He's shaking his head back there. Amen. Emma, what do you think? What are some of the tougher issues you face on a day-to-day basis?
Well, our school is full of different people. Like, we have some Muslims, and we have Christians, and all these other religions, and I think it's hard just to minister to all those people that don't really believe in the same thing as you do.
Mm-hmm. Amen. That's always a tough thing, and you know, unfortunately, it'd be nice if we could just present nothing but Christianity to the students each and every day, but whenever there's an opportunity for that, there has to be an opportunity for other religions, and that's one reason why, you know, sometimes it may not be the best front to do a lot of religious things in the school for that reason, And that's why a lot of people argue that point is, well, you know, we want Jesus in the school. We want to be able to worship him and talk about him. But on the same token, do we really want our kids to be learning about the Muslim faith and different things? I think we should all understand what these faiths are about. But you have to be cautious sometimes, like they were saying, about allowing those to just come right in and start presenting their gospel to the kids there. I'm going to throw this question out and maybe have a few of y'all just answer this. What can we as adults do for you as young people to help you with your daily walk with Christ? What are some things we can help you with? Anyone? Do I have to call on somebody? John, what can we do as adults to help you?
One thing is definitely being available, because with being a teenager, you always have questions about many different things. And one thing is just being able to have resources, and one of those resources could be adults, some in this room.
Good. Amen. And, you know, I think a lot of times we just assume that we are available as adults, but in reality, our lives are hectic and busy, and sometimes we don't recognize that our kids need to sit down and talk with us sometimes. So that was a great thing. Hannah or Emma, you want to share? What do you think adults can do to help you guys with your walk?
Advice is always great. That and along with availability is really crucial to helping us in our walk, I think. So, yeah, just...
Okay. All right, very good. Emma, you want to add anything to that? That pretty well covered. Okay. I'm gonna start with Mason on this question here. What influences your walk with Christ the most? In other words, what I'm trying to ask here is, how do you stay focused on Christ in this 21st century in which we live? What are the things you have to do to make sure you keep your focus?
I guess just be yourself. Don't worry about, you know, everybody else is going to try to influence you to do certain things, do the wrong thing, do the right thing. But, you know, I've grown up in church all my life, so I just go with what my heart tells me to do.
Amen. 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 John, what about you? How do you stay focused on your daily walk?
Well, I'm sort of the same thing. We both grew up in this church, and just day-to-day living how I feel I should live and listen to what my heart and what God tells me. And another thing, I forgot to mention this earlier, we at school, we also have a chapel that we go to every other day. And it really helps, because it helps us to get in the Word at least two or three times a week. And
girls, y'all want to add anything to that? Well, how do you keep your focus every day on serving God?
Well, as John said with the chapel thing, the name is CLC, and John and I are both in that class. And it's a really great environment, because we're surrounded by people who are also Christians, and we learn about a lot of stuff. We learn how to combat ideas of evolutionism, how to, like, denounce it and say, okay, well, this is what the Bible says and this is what we believe, as opposed to, you know, what you believe. So it's putting, like, worldly, like, looking at the world and trying to figure it out with a Christian standpoint. And also reading your Bible every day, always a great thing. I do it in the morning before I kind of get ready for school. It's just a quiet time. I like that.
Amen. Emma, how do you keep your focus?
Well, no, I've grown up in a church, going almost every Sunday, and I think a lot of it comes from the adults who are around us, and they kind of like they kind of keep you on track, you know, like your parents should. And
amen, right? Amen. I want to ask y'all one more question, and we'll close with this one. What do you guys think are critical keys to helping others have a closer walk with Christ? What can you as believers do to help assure others will develop a closer walk with Christ?
I think that maybe it might be a good idea to have, like, give everyone one of those little Bibles that they sell, like in Lifeway and stuff. Like, give them to all the kids at school, to those who will open up and take one.
Amen. What about it, John? You keep bringing that microphone up. You're ready to talk. Amen.
Well, for whoever wasn't at the FCA banquet, we had a question similar to that, and Mason answered it really well. You have to walk like you talk and act how you say you will.
That's
so
right.
if you go to church every Sunday, if you claim you're a Christian, you have to look like that, because everybody's going to always be looking to judge you in some kind of way, say, oh, how is he going to screw up this time or something like that. So it's always just a matter of, you know, walking how you talk and acting how you're going to say you're going to act.
Amen. Anybody else want to add to that? Guys, I appreciate your honesty and your candidness here, because, and I think it's important that we as adults see this from the perspective of our teenagers, because, I mean, let's face it, we as adults, we like to preach, amen, but sometimes we don't take time to listen to what our kids are telling us. So I think it's very important that we can take a lot away from what we talked about here today. They just need us to be there for one thing, and they need us to be there to listen to us for another thing. So, guys, I appreciate y'all coming out. Let's give them a round of applause. Thank y'all very much. While they're coming down, I want to just add something to that, guys. It takes a lot for our young people to come up and give a testimony. And, you know, the world is constantly looking for a reason to condemn believers. I always think back to Jesus when I think of this. Some people will say, well, how can you support this person, or how can you support that person, or blah, blah, blah. They've done some terrible things in their life. Well, I think about Jesus when I think of that, and I think about when they were about to stone the prostitute. They were all gathered around. They were picking up the stones ready to hit her with them. And they look over at Jesus and they say, what do you have to say about this? And Jesus is there doodling in the sand. He's there kind of drawing around in the sand, and they pose that question to him again. And he very candidly just stopped what he was doing and looked up and said, let he who is without sin cast the first stone. What a message that spoke. And then the Bible says they all, from the oldest down to the youngest, began dropping their stones and walking away sadly. And Jesus looked at her and he said, where are your accusers? And she said, they've all left. And then he says, then I have forgiven you also. Go and sin no more. So our young people are going to make mistakes. Let's be honest. If we were up here, maybe we need to bring some of us up here and talk about the mistakes we made as teenagers. Amen. Anybody want to join me on that panel? That might not be a good idea. Lord, I'm giving you a little hint about it, but I don't want to get too specific. Amen. But guys, we need to understand that. I mean, we have walked down many of the same roads our young people are going down. And we need to give them those nuggets of advice along the way instead of so much condemnation. I believe in correcting a problem, but I don't believe in kicking a man when he's down either. I believe it's important to give godly advice and godly wisdom, but I just don't believe it shouldn't be in the nature of a born-again believer to just continually bash and beat up somebody either. So thank you guys for sharing that with you. At this time, Hannah and Rachel are going to come up and sing one more song, and then we're going to turn it over. Philip's going to bring our message today. So we'll ask them to come back up and share another song with us.
One more song, guys.
Amen.
So this last one is, I don't think we've done it here maybe one time, but it's called How He Loves. If you know it, we would really love for you to sing along, because it's a really powerful and moving song.
Thank you.
Thank you. She got that thing, that's for sure. Well, all right. Good to see everybody up fellowshipping. And this time, I'm very pleased to be able to announce Philip Hubbard's going to come and bring our message this morning. He's a freshman at the University of North Georgia. I threatened to tell that he was a freshman at Georgia and give a but I didn't do that. Anyhow, we won't mention who he pulls for along with some of these other infidels here at this church. Amen. But anyhow, oh, Lord, I have to throw that in every now and then. Jeff's already given me the synopsis of what should have happened. But anyhow. All right. It's good to be able to joke around with each other, but at this time I'm going to ask Philip to come up and bring the message that God's laid on his heart.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Y'all are too quiet this morning. Are y'all blessed?
Yes.
Amen.
I started to Sorry not to come this morning out after the result of yesterday's game, but you know, it'll all be all right. Jesus was just on Georgia's bandwagon for this year. Well, it's always a pleasure to be here with you all this morning. Thank you, Coach Levin, for allowing me this opportunity. I always feel a part of the Bethesda family, if that's okay with you all. But, it's just, you know, God doesn't, I'm not affiliated with Baptist other than y'all, but, you know, God doesn't care about if we're Baptist, Methodist, snake handlers, whatever. this is how heaven's going to be. We're going to be affiliated with Baptist, Pentecostals, everything. So,
that's right.
You know, it's like I said, it's always a pleasure to be here and share God's word with you. And, I'd ask you, if you have your Bibles this morning, to turn to the book of Genesis. Somebody's making me. Chapter 22. And starting with verse 1. I ask you, as you turn there, would you all please stand to honor the reading of God's word this morning. Genesis chapter 2, starting with verse 1, and it says, "And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham, and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering. And upon one of the mountains which I would tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son and clave the wood for the burnt offering and rose up and went into the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the donkey, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship, and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering, and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand, and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father, and said, My father. And he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for the burnt offering. So they went both of them together. And they came to the place which God had told him of, and Abraham built an altar there, and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son, and the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven, and said, Abraham, Abraham, and he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy only son from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him for a burnt offering. Skip down to verse 17 and 18. That in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day that you've given us once again to come into your house to worship you. Lord, you are the author and the finisher by faith, and without you we are nothing. Lord, I ask you to use me once again as your messenger, that they don't see me up here, but they see you shining through me, Lord. Lord, I ask you to touch the people that are gathered here today. Let them be open to hear what you have to say, Lord. And I ask this all in the precious name of Jesus. And everyone said,
amen.
You may be seated. Thank you and God bless. I want to use for a subject this morning. Thank you, John, for introducing it a while ago. Walking the walk and talking the talk. You know, a lot of people talk about having faith in God, but then turn around and live a totally different life. How many people know someone like that? Raise your hand. We all should. I know I do. I've been in church my whole life, and I've seen people come into the church, and if things didn't go their way, they left. And, you know, it's just, and you see them come into the church, and they'll be like, oh, I have all the faith in God, but you catch them in Ingles, and they're a totally different person. You know, it's a show for people. How many know that we don't have time for a show?
That's right.
We've got to be about our Father's business.
Yes.
Lost my place in my notes again. Y'all just bear with me. You know, we don't have many more days left down here to magnify God. It's like the song said, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. Amen?
That's right.
People like that are all talk, but no walk. You know, it's people like that that give us Christians the title hypocrites. Amen?
That's right.
So let me ask you, are you walking the walk and talking the talk? Abraham here had a decision to make, didn't he? Before I get started, I want to highlight these 3 points in this message today. That the youth actually talked about it, adults making themselves available. But you see here, my first point is Abraham made himself available to God. My point number 2 is Abraham got by himself. And number 3, Abraham was blessed. We see here where Abraham had to make a decision to trust God and go to the mountain, or deny this and stay put at the house. How many people, and coach don't answer, would consider sacrificing their child? Not many people. But we have to take into the consideration here the situation here. Here's the child that God promised Abraham and Sarah. Didn't have Isaac until 45 years after the promise, and then God wants Abraham to kill him. The Bible doesn't tell us what was going through Abraham's mind, but I'm sure that thought went across his mind. Lord, you finally gave me this son and you want me to kill him. But you see here, Abraham was willing to take the steps in order to do what the Lord had instructed him to do. We've got a lot of people listening to God, but we don't have a lot of people doing what God told them to do. So my first point, and that brings me to my first point, Abraham made himself available to God. And my notes got mixed up here. So if y'all can bear with me, I'm at my closing already. So
I won't say amen to that.
But you see, the end of verse 1 says that Abraham told God, here am I. Are you making yourself available for Jesus to use you today? Are you letting him have access to your mind and your spirit in order for him to use you and instruct you on what he wants you to do? Do you know that's what we have to do as children of God? Amen?
That's right.
We have to be able to walk. We have to listen to him in order to walk the walk and talk the talk. How can we put our faith into action if we don't make ourselves available to God? That's what Abraham did here, amen?
That's right.
Abraham said, here am I. Another place I'm reminded of this, being an example, is in Exodus chapter 3 and verse 4. It says, and when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And Moses said, here am I. Some people like to shy away from the voice of God, amen?
That's right.
Lord, you're not talking to me. You know, Coach Lovin, some people want to get their ears tickled.
That's right.
But we all know, if you want to get your ears tickled, you better bring a Q-tip.
That's right. Amen.
We don't have time to be beaten around the bush. We have to be about our Father's business. We've got to win souls for Jesus because He's coming. We say we believe in God, but are we making ourselves available to Him? I believe if someone did a poll in Greene County, maybe half, and unfortunately maybe half of the people, would say they were walking the walk and talking the talk. How many knows that your faith and salvation is not based on how many times you've sat on the front row of the church? It's not on how many times you amen the preacher. Amen? Let me go a step further and let me get back to the 21st century. It's not how many times you share that Facebook photo that says, share this 25 times and you'll make it to heaven. Trust me, brothers and sisters, that's not how it works.
That's right.
I had a perfect attendance for attending Sunday school for 17 years of my life, and that actually ended my first sermon when I came over here. But you see, that doesn't make me a better Christian than you are. My attendance in Sunday school, my attendance in church, me preaching that's not my salvation. That's not my faith. I've said it before, and I'll continue to say it again. God does not have an iPad up there in heaven when we make it to the pearly gates saying that you only shared this 19 times. If you shared it 6 more times, you could have made it. Amen?
That's right. Yeah.
Now, don't get me wrong. I know the Bible says, fail not to assemble yourselves. But all I'm saying is that people base their whole belief system on attendance. Our salvation and faith through Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who shed His blood on Calvary for me, that's what my salvation and faith is based on. Amen?
Yes.
There's no worth to me preaching to y'all today if I preach this and then I go out there and don't follow what I preach. Amen?
That's right.
We've got to start practicing what we preach. Amen?
Yes.
So we got to get our ears open for God's voice to speak. A lot of people say, God's not speaking to me, but are you making yourself available to Him? There are people, an example is Jonah in the whale, that even turn away from God's voice. They don't want to hear God's voice. They think they can do it by themselves. But amen, we can't do it by ourselves. Amen?
That's right.
But we have to make ourselves available to God for Him to talk to us and instruct us on what He wants us to do. That is how we can walk the walk and talk the talk. Amen? My second point is I've noticed in verse 5 in our passage of Scripture this morning, Abraham went along with Isaac up to the mountaintop. It was just Abraham, Isaac, and God. Abraham told the two other men to settle at the bottom of the mountain while he and Isaac went up to the top. Abraham knew this would be the case. Why are you putting Isaac on the altar? Asking him 20 questions. How many people has ever had someone play 20 questions with you? Amen?
Yes, that's right.
And he knew that was going to be the case. Abraham made sure he cut out the outside noise. That's how we need to be. Amen? Y'all are quiet this morning. Amen?
That's right. Yeah.
We need to get ourselves by ourselves, become available to God, and be by ourselves. We got to log off Facebook. We got to log off Instagram, Twitter. We got to quit Snapchatting people. We got to get off the phone talking and texting and get by ourselves, just us and God. Cut off the distractions of this world and get in tune with God's Spirit. Sometimes in life, we just need to get alone with God. That's what Abraham did. We can so easily get ourselves in trouble if we become distracted in this world. You know why? Because that's when the devil can creep in. When we're distracted and we're not paying attention, the devil can creep in our lives and we don't even know it. He uses the distraction of this world against us. Another way the devil can creep in on us is by listening to others' opinions. I knew I wouldn't get an amen on that. But listening to other people's opinions can get us. Amen?
That's right.
Unfortunately, we now live in a selfish world. Amen?
Yes.
Unfortunately. Where people are only concerned about themselves. Other people have all their opinions on your life. My grandmother always told me my entire life what her mother, my Granny Walker, always told her. If you sweep around your front doorstep, you wouldn't have time to sweep around everyone else's front doorstep.
That's right. Amen.
I'm sorry for some people. I know this is a youth service, and a while back, someone called me and Peter White old-fashioned because we still wear suit and ties when we preach. We don't wear jeans and t-shirts. And I still live by those old sayings. That's my whole That's how I was raised. But people in this world will always tell you what they want you to do. And that's how we can get in trouble. That's another thing that probably went through Abraham's mind here. They made mention young men. Now, how many knows that they think that old-fashioned, some young people think old-fashioned is out of date? Amen, Coach? Staccato is out of date. But two men would have probably said, this is what I would have done. This is what I would do, thinking they're better. Am I right? Amen? But Abraham went by himself. I'm reminded of the woman at the well. Jesus and the Samaritan woman were by themselves while he was ministering to her. We have to get to our prayer closet and get one-on-one with Jesus Christ and listen to what he has for us. When you hear me preach, don't listen to me, but listen what God is saying through me. That's how we need to be in our life. Cut out the outside noise and others' opinions of the situation, because that'll only bring discouragement, confusion, and distraction. We have to get by yourself with God, and push. Pray until something happens.
Amen.
That's what we have to do in order for us to back up what we believe in. Going towards the end of this passage of Scripture, we see where the angel of the Lord was sent to bless Abraham. That is my third and final point for this message today. When we walk the walk and talk the talk, God will bless us. Amen?
That's right.
The Bible says in Matthew 10:32, "Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven." Now, many people like to quote that next scripture, 10:33, "Whosoever deny me in front of," which is true. But see, we've got many people leave out the first verse, verse 32, because when we bless God in front of people, he'll bless us in front of his Father. The same Abraham that prayed to God, "If I can find 50 righteous folk people in the land, will you spare Sodom and Gomorrah? Lord, if I can find 4 righteous people," all the way down to 10. I believe if we did a poll and we said, "Lord, if you would just spare the United States of America, if we can find 50 righteous folks, could we find 50 righteous people?" The same Abraham that held on to the promise from God that him and Sarah would have a son. This same Abraham that confessed all these things in front of everyone, and God was faced with another decision to make. In every situation that Abraham was faced with, Jesus came through. Amen?
Amen. That's right.
Jesus will come through for you. Do you believe that this morning?
Yes.
For if Abraham had not went up to that mountaintop with Isaac, what would he have been? He had went through the land claiming Jesus is faithful, encouraging Sarah to hold on to God's promise for a son. Even at 90 and 100 years old, he told Sarah to hold on to God's promise. Abraham's life would have been totally different, amen? Our life can be totally different. If Abraham decided to go against God's will, his life would have been different. He wouldn't have been blessed like he was here by God. At the end of the verse 18, "And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice." The angel that God sent from heaven a second time said, "Because thou hast obeyed my voice." That's my third and final point. God has given me for this service. Abraham was blessed. Do you want to be blessed this morning?
Yes.
You can be blessed today by making yourself available to God and getting alone to hear his voice speak to you. Would everyone please stand? I know that was kind of short and sweet and to the point. I will lead us in a prayer and then I'll hand it back over to Coach. Lord, thank you again for this day. Thank you for everyone that is here and has come to your place of worship this morning. Thank you for the youth that's represented here. Lord, I ask you to touch them and use them as they go our separate ways, that you will bless them abundantly. Lord, let us start walking the walk and talking the talk, Lord. And I ask this all in the name of Jesus, and everyone said,
amen.
Amen. Amen. And I'm done.
Amen. Thank you, Philip. Amen. Amen. I thank you for that message, and we all need to be challenged to walk the walk. I mean, it's easy to talk and say we are who we are, but people know you by your fruit. Amen. That's how we know who is really sincere and who isn't. Are they producing fruit? Because if you're not producing fruit, then according to the Bible, those branches need to be cut off and cast into the fire and gotten rid of. They're not saying that God's given up on you, but that you got to do some pruning yourself. You need to prune some things out of your life if you're not talking the talk and walking the walk. So I want to invite you to come down and pray. I want to invite our young people. Maybe we need to come and pray for them and with them. Because it is a tough day and age in which our young people are operating. And I commend them for being willing to come up here and share testimonies and share songs with us. And I know God's going to bless them for that. And guys, this is what it's all about. Connecting at all levels with all believers. And I just appreciate this first opportunity for us to do this here. I appreciate everybody that participated. Becky, what song are we going to sing?
433.
433. We're going to sing a couple of verses. Come up here to the altar. Pray. Pray for each other. Pray for our country. Lord knows we need to do that. Amen. Let's go to the Lord with this hymn of invitation.